Okay. Hey guys, it's the Musky 360 Canada edition. I'm Danny Herbeck. I've tracked Joe down once again. It's always a challenge, but I got him standing by. Joe, what's going on?
Not much, man. I wish it was as much of a challenge for everybody else to track me down out on the lake, but you know, I'm cool with it. So glad you found me.
It's, you know, that's one thing why I like to get a new boat every year. Kind of keeps everybody guessing for the first couple months, and then everybody kind of dials in on who you are. But I mean, you're driving a big white beluga whale around there for the last couple seasons. You stick out like a sore thumb.
This is my fifth season with that boat, and yeah, there isn't many other Miami Vice rigs on the lake, so you can see me from about 10 miles away. But you know, I think I'm going to get a wrap next year, and it's going to look like an old Lund camp boat with dock rash all the way down the side.
There you go. They are never, ever, they won't pay any attention to you now. So how's fishing been? I feel like it's been about a week here since we talked. A lot has changed, at least on my end here, and I'm sure it's rapidly changing by you. We finally got some water temps. They've dropped a little bit, and it's kind of reinvigorated fishing. Fishing has really picked up, and I feel like even though the weather really hasn't set, it's fall. The fish are kind of starting to act like fall is here now, finally.
Yeah, for sure, man. Big changes, really just in the last, like, week here, so the temperatures finally started dropping. I mean, we're still 10 degrees above what it should be like a week ago. And, you're seeing now anywhere from, like 55 to 57, maybe, I think is kind of what I was seeing, but definitely the fish have dropped off a little bit and are finding them in a bit deeper, a little bit more like you would expect for this time of year. Still catching fish, some fish up shallow too. Actually, some of those shallow weedy bays were still putting out some fish, although it seemed the average size in those areas had dropped off quite a bit, and it was kind of a sign that maybe the fish were really starting to make their move finally, but still pretty spread out too. You know, there's still fish kind of, you know, there was a couple days here in the last week where we pulled up and we're finding them shallow. And then, you know, the next day or the day before, whatever, we had been finding them all deep. So they're still kind of going back and forth, but overall, yeah, it's been good. It's been good. Nothing real crazy until just, like yesterday, and today wasn't bad. But starting to see some big fish activity here now with the full moon coming in. But yeah, a lot of boat traffic out there today. It was kind of a busy day on the lake, but I think everybody was catching fish, and I'm sure we'll be hearing about some big ones once I cool down enough to start talking to people. But
oh man, yeah, I know it's frustrating when you got some, you know, a milk run this time of year and everybody's kind of plugging up all your holes. But I know, like I've had to do in the past, I'm sure you've done it too, and we'll continue to do it. We always find new areas that are overlooked and, you know, ways to keep evolving to kind of stay ahead of the, I don't know if you want to call it the weekend warriors or the dock boys out there, whatever you want to call it, but seem to kind of always find a way to try and stay a step ahead of everybody. It can be challenging at times, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it is, that's fishing is like, you, and you keep pushing. And like the one thing I can say is like, I you know, like, what was it? 5 years ago or so, kind of moved to a different area of the lake where there wasn't as many guys, fishing vertically. And there wasn't, you know, wasn't very many at all really, and kind of had that area to pretty much to myself for that whole season. Well, then, you know how it goes, just like fishing is, all of a sudden you start to see more and more boats pulling in, and I kind of moved out of that area into a different area and kind of had that to myself for a few years. And, as far as fishing vertically, at least in those areas. And then, now this year, and I think the other thing is, like, I've always just loved I've always just loved fishing vertical this time of year. But it really has taken off now with live scope. You know, when it was just 2D that everybody had, it takes a level of confidence to spend some time fishing vertically that is tough to do when we only had 2D. I had kind of got into the right place at the right time enough to where I had plenty of confidence to spend the day doing it, even when you're just not really seeing everything that's happening down there. But once the forward facing stuff came out, all of a sudden then I was able to keep, you know, clientele engaged on that. That was one thing, was a lot of times I'd take guys out jigging and you know, you could tell they were kind of checked out like in the first 15 minutes or something, like this kid's just burning daylight. And I'm like, no, I swear we catch them this way. But now that even if we're not like, even if we don't have fish engaged on our baits, even if we're not necessarily seeing muskies, just being able to see how the structure lays out and see like how the bait fish move and all that stuff, it just keeps guys engaged for long enough that we can run into a fish or whatever. And that helps, you know. And one thing like about fishing vertically, there is some little windows here where the fish will kind of suspend over deeper water. And you kind of got to rely pretty heavily on seeing the fish on the scope to be able to get a bait in front of it. But for the most part, I'm just working areas that are like a break line, and I'm just kind of working along that break line. Everybody's got their lines down, and I'm using, I mean, occasionally, yeah, we'll be able to spot fish and get our baits in front of it. But for the most part, I'm just using it to really stay where I need to be on the structure, because a lot of this stuff is steep. And that was one thing that really, really helped out, you know, with the forward facing stuff, you can see that steep structure. You can see like all the way down that steep stuff. And with the 2D and down imaging, and you couldn't really see what was on that really steep stuff until you came across it just right. And so, being able to like have better boat control when you're fishing steep structure, I think is probably what changed, fishing vertically for me the most with forward facing sonar. But I know that it can be, especially this time of year when the fish move deeper, it can definitely be used as a, you know, a sniper scope. And you can just, like I say, I call it road hunting, where you're just, you know, shining the spotlights and looking for something to look back at you. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely this, the new sonar stuff has really changed fall fishing, and it's fun. I like using it. I'm not against it necessarily, but I can definitely see how it can be used in ways that make guys unhappy about it. So
yeah. Now when you're fishing these, you know, there's jigging these areas, and you know, like Lake of the Woods, obviously, you know, a lot of times I'm sure you're fishing some main lake stuff, but most of the stuff you're focusing on has current. Are you pulling against the current, or are you slipping with the current when you're working these break lines? Because, you know, a lot of people probably, or, you know, or are you spot locking and sitting and waiting for the fish to come to you? I suppose there's, you know, variables that come into play, right? But, generally, you know, say on a nice moderate wind day, you know, you got decent current, how are you approaching these, you know, these break lines and these, you know, necessarily target areas that you're wanting to fish?
Well, yeah, if there is current, and there isn't always current involved, but there is at times, and definitely, I kind of do it, where I will drift with the current. And I think I kind of do it that way because it goes back to when I was doing it with just the 2D, where I'm trying to keep the baits straight under the boat. And so we can, you know, like try and get a glimpse of our lure every now and then on the 2D, where I would drift with the current that way. I also like just kind of moving along with the current, just because, from what I find, it's
a natural, you know, the way the flow of the current, it's more natural to the fish. It's flowing into the fish's face, right?
Totally. They hide like in little dips or behind boulders or little ledges and stuff. They'll hide right on the back side of it. And you're drifting along with the current, and that bait, slips over that little whatever they're hiding behind. It slips right over the top of it, and they don't even think about it. They just jump out and grab it. And that's another thing that kind of helped. We were able to fish with our baits closer to bottom than we were. It used to be like hit bottom and then get like 5 or 10 feet away from bottom, so you're not getting freaking snagged all the time. Well, what I saw was if the fish has to rise up out of its hiding spot, the further it has to get away from where it was hiding, the less likely it is to bite. But if you're able to fish with your bait like right down in, like when it's just slipping along, maybe a couple feet off bottom, they don't have time to think about it. Like they jump out and grab it. And yeah, I mean, it's definitely the current is a big factor in a lot of the spots, but you can do the same thing just drifting with the wind over a break line, on a main lake spot that doesn't have really not enough current for you to drift along with, at least. I'm sure that in a lot of even the main lake spots, current is a factor, but yeah, that's how I like doing it. I like drifting along. There is times I'll spot lock too. It all depends on the conditions, really. There's times I'll spot lock and jog myself through the spot, just kind of working slowly. Maybe it's like if the wind is going against the current, then you kind of got to do it a little bit differently and stuff like that. So, but most of the time I like just drifting along with the current.
Yeah, that's one thing we don't have a ton of on, or much of anyway, is actual current that you can see other than wind driven current. And jigging, I'm sure it could probably work. It's really not, nobody really ever takes it into play here on Eagle, just because it's everything's so main lake related, and a lot of the spots we're fishing, they're not necessarily a hard edge. It's a reef that stair steps down from 5, to 10 to 15 to 20. Well, depending on what day and or even what time of day, those fish could be up in 5 or they could be down in 20. So I just feel like, casting up and, stair stepping your bait down this time of year is way more effective than jigging, unless you get into like an area point or something that there's, which I have seen a whole big whack of fish in a very small confined area, but it doesn't seem to really happen that often. But yeah, that jigging it's a cool deal. I've never done much of it, but I know the couple times, you drop on a fish that follows in, and the bait hits the bottom, you lift it up and they hit it with aggression, boy. There is no second guessing that something hit your bait, that's for sure.
Man, what I've been seeing a lot lately too is they actually are knocking slack in the line. They come up and hit it so hard that you never, like obviously I am a little bit more, I've seen that before. So when it happens, I notice it right away. But if you've never had that happen before, like for people that I'm fishing with, I try and explain it to them, but until it actually happens to you, it's hard to notice it right away. And yeah, they'll slack line it, man. Sometimes they'll slack you like by a couple of feet, and it takes a little bit of catching up, which is fun. But yeah, I enjoy that. The jigging thing is something I've always worked hard to try and figure out, and it's just I love doing that. I think no matter what fish you're fishing for, bringing them straight up is gonna get the best fight out of them, and that is the case with muskies as well.
Eagle is finally, I mean, we're dealing with water temps from 59 or 55 to 59, depending on where you're at. Some areas of the lake are still got a little green water, still a little tinge of the turnover still lingering, but I feel like the lake, even though the lake isn't that cold yet, the lake has finally turned, just by the way the fish have finally kind of returned back to structure. Seeing fish on structure, or if they're not actually up on the rock, they're right on the edge, the transition from mud to rock. And the last week the fishing's been phenomenal, averaging 3 to 6 bites a day. Some big fish around, same thing. I finally got you know, all the colors of that new Savage Gear Crosstail that's it's a triple tail rubber bait that we actually just came available last week. I've at Raleigh and Helens and Team Rhino are carrying them, but that bait has been a wrecking ball the last 10 days that I've actually got my hands on it here. Caught a whole bunch of fish on it. It's a really easy bait to work, and that's been putting a pile of fish in the boat for me. And then tubes, it's been primarily all a rubber bite for me. The fish have been averaging in that, you know, that 12 to 14 foot zone at that first break, and just the water's got just enough color yet that they're not coming up real far for, you know, crankbaits or stuff like that yet. So you got to really get down in there and root them out. And, but yeah, there's, you know, typical fall type stuff. You might fish a couple spots with no life, and then you pull up on, you know, one bar and there's 5 to 8 fish on one bar. They're definitely starting to group up. And, but one thing I noticed, lately, is we had all that super crazy wind. I could only imagine what the wind was like for you in the big part down there, but like here,
yeah.
I mean, I battled a week of like 30 plus mile an hour winds, and it was like swish swashing every day, you know, south, west, north, and then it finally calmed down here in the last little bit, but now the wind is still switching. You know, it was south yesterday, it was blowing northwest today. It's a challenge to find bait. The bait is moving around like crazy. And like right now, when I'm talking bait, I don't even care about walleyes. I don't care about anything else. Mm-hmm. I want Ciscos. And when you can find Ciscos, they're not going to be up on the structure yet, but they're going to be behind me. So like a lot of times I pay really close attention to my 2D. I'm stopping, you know, 100, 150 yards prior to the spot, and I'm idling in looking for that Cisco life. And if I can find those Ciscos, you know, most time they're going to be 15 to 20 feet down over, you know, 30, 40 feet of water right now. Anytime I find that on 2D and I idle into that spot, there's muskies there. So that is one key thing. And every day has been a little bit of a battle because the wind has been switching around, but, where I've found the most concentrations of bait lately, I'm not fishing wind. It's slick, flat, calm areas, and it's got deep water leading into the spot. And it seems like that bait right now, it's just, they fought the wind for so long that they just want to relax and rest. And I think the muskies are doing the same exact thing. And, I'm not fishing the windy side of anything. I'm going to the complete leeward side of the basin, and I'm fishing all the slick, flat, calm stuff. And that seems to be a major, major player right now doing that.
Did you have that crazy wind? Was it last weekend or whenever it was? Like, we had 60 mile an hour south, southeast gusts.
Yeah. I fished it. I felt felt like I was in Hawaii.
There was no chance of rain, but 100% chance of being wet in my boat. I was soaked. You would have got wet in a scuba suit in my boat that day. It was nuts.
Yeah. I told the guys we left, I think it was on Sunday. Was that the day it was so windy?
Saturday was like the southeast really windy, and then Sunday
it switched northwest and got crazy. Yeah, both days were really, really gnarly, but Sunday was by far the worst. Well, just the way
the direction
lays, for northwest, it really builds up some steam there, and we got a couple stretches to cross to get to, you know, some good grounds. And it was calm at camp because we're protected. And they're like, oh, it's not that bad out here. So I said, see about a mile out there? I said, the minute we cross that point, it's going to be a whole nother world. And we cross that point, and all their eyes lit up. Like, holy. I'm like, I told you. I said, hold on. I looked at them. I said, this is probably one of the dumber things I've done crossing this. We got across it. And we caught a couple fish that day, but it was. Same thing. You couldn't get out of the wind. You had to fish the tightest leeward side of any shore. And even then it was blowing every direction. It was, It was one of the more miserable days I've fished in. I would rather take pouring rain than fish in wind.
Oh yeah. I'd fish in anything. I'll fish in like golf ball sized hail as long as it's not windy. I mean, yeah. It's that wind was miserable, man. I had a boat. It was like an 18-foot Alumacraft, and they were following me out. Just following me out to the island there. I was trying to break down the waves for them a little bit so that they could get out to one of the islands from the mainland. And I just so happened to turn, and it was insane. I mean, the waves were coming right off the big lake, and where we were crossing it, it gets really shallow. So they, as the waves come off the big lake and funnel into that shallower water, they get right on top of each other. And so there's like, I don't know, 6 footers, and they're about, seems like they're about 10 feet apart. And I turn around to look back and see if these guys are still sticking with me. Just as I look back, they slap a wave. Their trolling motor deploys, grabs the water, and the whole thing rips off and goes right to bottom. Oh, and they hadn't even started fishing yet, man. I felt so bad for them. They kind of stood up and ran to the front like they were going to grab it or something, but it was long gone. They just made a slow turnaround and headed back where they came from. I never talked to them again after that. I felt pretty bad.
I had one day with the old quick release plate, fell off the quick release plate, fell right off the bottom of my boat, and it was hanging by my plug-in cord.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Man, I had one deploy one time, but it wasn't because of the wind. It was because I didn't click it into place good enough because I was distracted by something. But
yeah, people don't really think how like fishing every day, how much, you know, like when we use a product and we actually say it's a good product, that's because it takes an absolute beating through the year. And if it holds up a season the way, you know, like we fish, we go out no matter what, or I try to at least, right?
If
at the end of the year, if that product is still sound and in working order, it's bulletproof in my opinion.
Yeah, man. It's, if there's one thing I'm good at, it's being hard on equipment.
Yeah. But no, it feels like, you know, I'm actually really excited. I got, you know, a couple more solid weeks of fishing left before that I'm fully booked, and then I'm kind of I'll still have my boat ready if we do kind of have like a crazy warm fall. I'll take some guys that are itching to go. The weather depending, kind of, you know, take a look at the long range type deal, and if it looks promising, we'll do it. I'm not going to, you know, book out into November without knowing what the weather's going to be. I'm not that hardcore yet, or probably will never be, to fish when it gets that bitterly cold. It's just, that's when everything breaks.
Yeah, man, it's last year, it got to the point where the water was cold enough, the fish were not active anymore, but I had already called, up some guys and convinced them to come up and fish with me. And man, when it gets to the very end there's nothing you're doing besides breaking stuff. And, you know, like I've of all the days that I've spent out there, like fighting insane conditions at the very end of the season, I think we've had that, like the fish that you're looking for, the one, you know, like there's been one time where we got that fish. And I suppose that's probably what makes you keep going out there. But yeah, man, it's same here. I'm booked up until the end of the month here. And then, if it's possible to keep going, I'll keep going. You know, there's usually some guys that are kind of just watching the conditions and don't live too far away, and they'll show up when it seems like stuff is just right. But yeah, it's been a good October so far. I've been busy and haven't had anything break yet. So, I'm excited for the rest of the month here, and the full moon this week is always an exciting one. So
yeah,
hoping maybe that might even be able to catch like a full moon in November. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to these next couple weeks. You know, temperatures aren't, you know, they are getting a little bit cooler, but they're not, you know, nothing to make you get, you know, I'm not even wearing long johns yet, and it's middle October. I usually put my long johns on about the second week of September and don't take them off. So which is fine by me. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We are starting to run suckers here. They're not a be all end all at this point quite yet. Getting a few fish on them as well, but it's not to the point where I wouldn't go out without suckers yet. It's mainly been, like I said, a rubber bite the tube, and that cross tail, has been doing all the damage for me. And, like I said, we'll see what happens. I'm really looking forward to, like, I don't know have you found concentrations of bait moving into, you know, staging areas yet, or are they just, am I just not, is it just eagle?
No, I haven't really seen any consistent, bait that is, I've seen places like for one day where you're seeing bait kind of out off the structure, over the, you know, deep water or whatever, that there may be, you know, I don't know, a couple hundred yards off of where they're moving into yet. But then you go back the next day and they're not there or whatever. I haven't really seen any bait that I can rely on yet. So
yeah. When I
still start, like I said, like 50, mid to high 50 degree range. So it's, you know, 10 more degrees before stuff really starts to look good, I think.
Yeah, that this full moon might kind of help out a little bit too, and get stuff more, the bait kind of more ready, because the next full moon is going to be their spawn basically, right? So they're going to have to start thinking about it pretty hard here to get situated where they want to be anyway. So
yep, you know it.
But yeah,
you know it.
We'll probably keep this, you know, weekly report going for a couple more times here till the end of the month. And then we'll probably kind of slow down and maybe do like a once a month thing through the winter, or whenever we kind of feel like getting together and catching up or something like that. We'll do some reports. But it's been fun this year, you know, BSing with you, and actually somebody that, you know, I can talk muskies with and be on the same page most times anyway. So
yeah, no, totally. I enjoy doing this, and hopefully some other guys are able to learn some stuff from listening to what we got to say, and you know, it'd be cool to get some feedback from some guys on what they want to hear us talk about a little more. Maybe they want to get us to start some drama. That's what I've been trying to do. I want to start some drama on here, and maybe that would really kick things off.
We can do that this winter. Then we'll be a little bit, we'll have a little bit more time on our hands that we can actually, really, really handle it. Cause right now I don't even, between fishing every day, I got deer hunt. I'm going to start deer hunting here shortly. So I got to get some corn on the ground. I got both kids in hockey. I got chickens to look after. I got dogs. I mean, but there's not enough hours in the day here for me to handle any drama right now quite yet. So.
All right. Well, we'll save that for a bit.
All right, man. Well, we'll touch base probably next week and kind of key everybody in what's going on and what we're seeing, and,
we'll figure it out from there.
All right, Joe. Well, you stay safe out there.